Well, good morning, friends. It is so good to be with you on Good Morning Live. I hope you are having a great morning. It is a rainy Wednesday morning here at Hope City Church in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. But either way, rainy or sunshiny, God is still good. So I'm so glad that you're on with me today. You're watching from one of the many platforms that we stream on where you can comment and chat. Feel free to go hit head and let me know that you're watching. Say good morning. One of the incredible things about this whole thing that we're doing with Good Morning Lives is the fact that we're building online community and we're getting to know one another. So if you are on a platform that you can do that, I encourage you to go ahead and do that. So we're going to hop into the Word this morning. But real quick, before we do that, I want to remind you, it's Wednesday. It's midweek. So hopefully you know what that means. It means we will be in the house tonight at Hope City Church for prayer at 6:30 p.m. And then, of course, Jen is going to bring the final part of her message on Ruth tonight at 7. We'll go into a time of worship and then teaching. We promised to have you out by 8. So far, we have held to that and made sure that happened. Good morning, Cheryl. Good morning, Tracy. Good to see you both. So tonight, 6:30, Hope City Church, 7 p.m. We're going to kick off some worship and Jen's going to bring a teaching. So don't miss it. We know that everything that God does comes on the back or the foundation, if you will, of prayer. So we got to be praying together. We got to be a praying ministry. We have to stay at the foot of the cross and just seeking God for direction and clarity and praying for our people. So I don't want you to miss that tonight, 6:30, and of course, service at 7. So it has been a week so far. If you do not know, we are on a very special week this week on Good Morning Live, as it is our share-a-thon for the Pioneer channel. You might be saying, what is a share-a-thon? Well, it's an opportunity for people to partner with this ministry and help us move it forward. So I'm going to give you a real brief overview of what this share-a-thon is about, and then I'm going to prolong that, and then we're going to hop into the Word of God together. So as you know, we've been talking about on Good Morning Lives, if you've been hanging around for a little bit, is that our viewership for Good Morning Live and really for the network altogether has been absolutely through the roof. And one of the things that happens when you are streaming on digital platforms like we are is we pay for something called Broadband, which is an outside company that gives us the broadband that we need so that viewers all around the world can tune in and to watch our programs. And every day over the last 2 months, we've been coming in and we are out of viewership minutes. So they kind of break that broadband down into what that looks like for viewership minutes. And it's incredible because in the 2.5 years that we've been with that company, we have not, it resets every month, and we have not once gone below half of that. Well, in the last 2 months, month and a half, 2 months, we are running through that within the first week and a half of the month. And so it is an amazing, amazing problem to have. And we are so grateful to have that problem. And but unfortunately, what happens is when you're out of broadband minutes, you're just out. And so what we need to do is we need to increase our package with that company. Now, we were on the phone with them this week and brokered a deal with them, which has a $15,000 bonus to us, which is incredible. So giving us free, more encoding and more broadband. But on top of it, they said, you know what? On top of that, it cost about $12,000 to create a television app. So one of the television platforms that we are not on yet is the Samsung television. So that is the number one selling television in the world. And now you can still find us on those things if you go through Roku or you go through Fire TV. But to actually just search, and a lot of people just use the Samsung television as the streaming base. But it's about $12,000 to get an app on that platform. And they said, listen, we believe in what you're doing, so we're going to include the Samsung app onto this renewal. And I said, yes, sir, we will do that. But we have not signed for that agreement yet, which means currently, because we're out of viewership minutes, all of our apps and platforms are down. Now, we could go ahead and sign that, but we have been a debt-free ministry to date, and we want to keep it that way. So we have said, well, let me go in front of our viewers and our partners and make sure that the increased price of this upgraded package. Now, again, this is including a $15,000 a year cut of the price for us and the $12,000 Samsung app on top of that, which is incredible, which again will bring our app to millions and millions of more people. But anyway, I said, let me go in front of our friends and our partners who are blessed by this ministry, and let's see if we can get 40 people to commit to partner with us with a $25 a month gift. That will ensure that we have the funding coming in to cover the upgraded package, because again, our goal is to always be financially free and not in debt. So we started this journey yesterday, and a few of you have messaged in, texted in, and said, yes, Pastor, we want to partner with you. We believe in Pioneer Channel. We believe in Good Morning Live. We believe in what God's doing. Yeah, Cheryl, yay, now in your living room, because it's a Samsung TV. So we want to make that happen, but I refuse to sign that until we are at least halfway there. Once we're halfway, I believe that we'll be able to push through to the rest. So this whole week, what we're doing is we're doing, obviously on Good Morning Live, we're theming around this, and we're doing some other lives throughout the day and evening as well. And all we're doing is, this is no pressure. Guys know me, we're not about that. But if you feel led, and if you are like, hey, I would love to partner with you and the ministry and what God's doing, then all you have to do is text the word partner to 717-500-3575. It'll send you back a quick link to help you sign up to become a monthly supporter of the Pioneer Channel. And as our way of saying thank you, we want to put this book, Rod Parsley's newest book, Pentecost If, into your hands as a way to bless you, just as our way to say thank you for standing with us. This book has been incredible. I've already read it through. We've been teaching this in church on Sunday mornings, parts of it, but you want this in your arsenal. You want this as a part of your resource. So for your $25 love gift this month into the ministry, we'll put this book into your hands. So again, if you want to partner with us monthly so we can get these apps back up, we can get them building that Samsung app, and we can expand our broadband database so that we can continue to reach more people. All of this has happened because of two areas of significant growth. Number one is the Good Morning Live. We have been averaging, as I've been telling you, every day over 1,000 people watching this program. Now, that's not all right now, but usually within 24 hours, we'll go back and look, and there's on all of our platforms, from the Pioneer Channel, from, you know, the different social media platforms that we have through the apps, we'll have about 1,000 different viewers watching. So that is a lot more viewers than we typically have, but we also launched on 3 brand new platforms about 2 months ago: the Armed Forces Network, Zipwave TV, and then Tugo Television, which is a heavy Canada-based channel. So that has increased our viewerships in a big way. And as a result of that, we got more people watching the Pioneer Channel. And let's keep bringing it to them. Amen.
All right. So that's what this is about. I'm not going to keep belaboring the point. You know what we're trying to do here. So if you feel led and you have not done so yet, text that number. Text the word partner to 717-500-3575. Go to our website, ptnnow.com, and we can make all of that happen together. And thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for everyone who's already texted the number, already emailed us, already went to the website to let us know that you're going to stand with us as we expand to bring the gospel to more people. All right, well, let's hop into the word together, because that's why we get on Good Morning Lives, is to get in the word of God together. Well, all this week, obviously, as we're gathering around the principles of partnership and coming alongside this ministry, we've been also gathering around the teaching of generosity and giving. And I want you to be clear on something. I believe whether or not you partner with us, the principles of generosity and giving are major in the life of a believer. And I believe it's significant. And I believe if you practice these principles, it will have a profound impact on your life. So I don't want you to minimize, if you will, these teachings and just say, well, we're teaching this because, you know, we're trying to get more partners. Well, yeah, we are trying to get more partners. But you know, hey, good morning, Haley. Good morning, Nate. Good to see you. Good morning, Denise. Good morning, Lindsay. I'm sorry, I'm not keeping up with my comments today. Generosity is so big in the life of a believer and in the life of the church and what God's called us to and how he's called us to live. So I want you to keep that mindset in mind as we're talking about this. And I want to look at two verses of scriptures as we kick this off. First is found in Luke chapter 6, verse 38, and it says, "Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you." Proverbs 11:25 said, "Whoever brings blessing will be enriched, and the one who waters will himself be watered." So the nature of God's blessing is God is not just an enough God, right? He's not a God who wants to just get you enough to get you by, but he is El Shaddai, which by definition means the God of more than enough. I, you know, don't categorize myself as a prosperity preacher, maybe in the essence of what society has seen televangelists or prosperity preachers in the past, because I don't believe that God's wanting everyone to drive around in a Rolls Royce and just gather up wealth for themselves. I don't believe that, but I believe that God wants to bless the generous so that they can continue to be generous. But here's the key factor. I'm certainly not a poverty preacher by any stretch of the means, because if you read your Bible, you're going to see that God says, "I want you to take care of the strangers, the orphans, the widows." He says, "I want you to lend to many nations and not borrow." He says, by definition, his name is El Shaddai, the God of more than enough. And here's the thing about that is you can't be a generous person if you don't have your needs met in front of you right now. Come on. Right? So you can't give what there's not to give. So God says, listen, in your life, I don't want to be a God that just provides enough for you to barely scrape by, but I want to be a God of more than enough. I want to bless you so that not only your needs are met, but that you have enough to be a blessing to other people. The Bible says to give to every good work. Well, you can't do that if you're struggling. Right? So he is El Shaddai, not just the God of enough, but the God of more than enough. Listen, when God blesses, he doesn't trickle it out. He pours it out, right? The gospel message is a message of overflow, love overflowing, mercy overflowing, power overflowing, and blessing overflowing. I mean, just look at the ministry of Jesus. Like, think about how he fed the 5,000, right, with the little boy's bread and fish. Not only did everyone eat, but your Bible says there were 12 baskets full and left over. Like, I would have been amazed with a miracle that just had everyone fed and there was nothing left. Like, that's a miracle. But what is Jesus teaching us in this? He's teaching us that he's not just a God that will provide for your immediate needs. Your immediate, you know, the crowd was hungry. They had no provision. They needed substance in their life. But he taught us, he said, I won't just provide for your immediate need. I will leave you 12 baskets left over. See, it's why I taught yesterday that we have to expand, extend our tents, begin to believe God for more, because God will always be to you what you believe him to be. What I mean by that, I mean, God is a gentleman and he forces himself upon no one. So why can one person grow and walk in the blessing of God financially and not another? How can one person get victory over sickness and walk in divine healing in their life and not another? We see this actually demonstrated through denominations in our world, and most denominations were birthed out of one of those revelations of who God is. And they built a structure and built a denomination around that. But the reality is, he's not just one. Is he's not just our provider. He's all of them. But if you view God as, well, God, I trust you with my salvation, I trust you with my healing, but when it comes to my finances, I don't believe that you want to bless me that way. All right. Your Bible says, as your faith is, so be it unto you. You got salvation by faith. You received healing by faith. You received blessing by faith. You received provision by faith. You received forgiveness by faith. It all comes to you by faith. So as long as you approach the blessing of God in your life through this lens of, well, I'm just believing him to let me have enough to just get by, and anything outside of that, well, then that's just too much. Great. As your faith is, so be it unto you. But I believe in the Bible. I'm believing the Jesus who can multiply the bread and the fish and not only take care of those who were present, but also leave 12 baskets to overflowing so that there is more than enough blessing and provision for all who were gathered that day and beyond. Right? I'm believing the God who says, come on, I want to bless you so much that you can lend to many nations and not have to borrow. I'm believing the God who says, I want to bless you so that it's pressed down, shaken together, running over, poured back into your lap type of blessing. Why? Because I want to be the one who takes care of the strangers, the orphans, and the widows. I want to be able to give to every good work. So what am I saying today? I'm saying we have to learn to not just see God as our healer, but to see him as our El Shaddai, the God who is more than enough, the God who desires that bring blessing overflowing in our lives. Luke 6:38. It's not just about the return. It's about the overflowing return. It describes abundance, the generous nature of God, giving back when we give to, I mean, look at the man who was, I don't know why I'm drawing a blank on it. The Good Samaritan, The Good Samaritan who, you know, the man was beaten and broken and bruised, lying in the street, and everybody was too busy to stop. They had other things, other obligations. But Jesus, this was a picture of what Jesus does for us, but he took this broken and bruised man into the inn and says, listen, take care of this man, and whatever you give, I will repay you when I return. And that's the heart of our Savior is, listen, you can't outgive God. And when something leaves your life, it's not just leaving your life. It never leaves your life. It leaves your hand, but it comes back into your life, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. I didn't write this. I know there's so much controversy about over the blessing of God, but I didn't write the Bible. I'm just telling you what the Bible said. If Jesus didn't want to demonstrate himself as the El Shaddai, first of all, don't give yourself the name of El Shaddai, the God of more than enough, right? Then don't do miracles where you're trying to feed 5,000 people, but you multiply it so much that you don't just feed the 5,000. There's 12 baskets left over. Don't say things like, I want you to lend and not borrow. Don't say things and give a sermon illustrations like the Good Samaritan that he says, when I return, I will repay everything that you've given. But he did. I didn't. He did. And now we live in the light of that glorious gospel that is preached to us. Good morning, Tanisha. Good morning, Sue. Thanks for being on with us today. So God is not just about giving you just enough, but God is a God of multiplication. God is a God who presses it down, shakes it together until it runs over back into your life. I want to tell you, again, I know this week we are moving in our share-a-thon this week, but this isn't about a share-a-thon. This is about a way of life. This is about becoming the generous giving people that God has called us to give, to be, and to give. Because in the earth, we have financial strategies. There's a certain way money works. And it's the same in the kingdom of God. There's a strategy. There's a plan. There's an economic system, if you will, set up in the kingdom of God. And that economic system is set up like this. That when you give in the spirit of faith, God will multiply it back to you every time. Like you can invest in the stock market, you may win, you may lose. You might play the lottery, you may win, you might lose. Like the world's economic system isn't great. But in the kingdom of God's economic system, you never lose. What you sow will be given back to you. We looked at that yesterday. Give and it, whatever you gave. We looked at it yesterday, that the scripture that says that God will not be mocked. What a man sows, so will he reap. What are you sowing? If you need turnaround in your life, come on. He's a God of multiplication. Start sowing the right things. Listen, and you can start right where you are. You can start right where you are. I'm not sitting here telling you that if you want this, then you got to get your $1,000 seat. I'm not telling you that. Listen, if you can't partner with us in this share-a-thon, start where you are. Open up your cupboard. Figure out what you can make. Make a dish. Make a dessert. Find somebody in your life to bless it with. Open your closet. And don't just give the clothes that have a hole in it. Give something that you love and value and cherish. Find somebody who needs it and give it to them. Invest in your time in serving. Help somebody. Do something. And I promise you, when you start where you are and you start that pattern, come on, well, I couldn't do much, but I'll tell you what, I baked them a pie and I gave it to them and I planted it as a seed unto the Lord. Watch how God slowly begins to multiply that back to your life. And here's the thing is when you stop preparing for overflow, you end your ability to receive. So you can sow something, reap a harvest, and then eat the harvest. And guess what? You've just stopped that process from continuing on in your life. But when you can receive back, as any farmer would, you take a portion of that, set it aside, because that's my seed for my next harvest. With every blessing he pours back, come on, we continue to pour out and to be generous and to give and to sow and to watch God multiply it back in our lives. The scripture we just read says, listen, this goes beyond giving. When you refresh others, you yourself are refreshed. Proverbs 11:25 says that when you are the one who blesses other, you will be enriched. Again, I didn't write it. So let's reframe our thinking when it comes to giving. Giving isn't draining, it's reviving. Giving isn't draining, it's reviving. You need reviving in your finances, start giving. You need reviving in your marriage, start praying for somebody else's marriage. What area of you do you need reviving in? It's time to start giving in that area. Why? Because if God's word is true for salvation, then God's word is true for blessing. And God's word is true for prosperity, that he will not be mocked, that whatever a man sows, so will he reap. So when I give and I release something from my hand, it's being released from my hand, but it's never gone from my life. It's just in the soil, being pressed down, shaken together, getting ready to bring a harvest back into my life of whatever it is that I've sown. So in whatever area of your life you need reviving, start sowing, start giving, start planting, start giving and sowing into other people. It will turn your life around. Be a giver. Be a generous person. Why? Because these are the attributes of our God. God so loved the world that what did he do? He gave. The gospel is this, that when mankind was separated from God, God could have sat in heaven and said, well, that's your problem. You figure it out. God could have sat in heaven and said, I'm going to wipe out the entire earth and human race, wipe it all out and start again. But it said he so loved that he, what did he want? He wanted us revived. He wanted the relationship restored. That what did he do? What did God do when he wanted humanity restored back to himself? For God so loved the world that he gave. He gave. And in the purest form, he planted a seed. He sowed his son literally into the earth, into that tomb for 3 days. Why did Jesus on the cross say, my God, why have you forsaken me? Because God had to fully release the seed. Because a seed doesn't produce when it's in your hand. A seed produces when it leaves your hand and is sown into the soil. So when God wanted a harvest of humanity, he gave and he sowed a son into the soil of this earth for it to produce a harvest of souls 3 days later, that for whoever would call upon the name of Jesus would be reconciled back to God. That's who our God is, generous by nature, generous in giving, generous in his sowing. It was through a seed that we were restored back to God. It was through a seed that God got the harvest of souls that he so desired. So when we become generous and we become givers and we become sowers and we are looking for opportunities to give and to bless and to sow into the lives of other people and sow into the kingdom of God, what are we doing? We are taking on the attributes of our Savior and we are becoming more and more like our God. I don't tell you to give because I'm trying to build a TV network. God's been faithful to us all along the way, and he will continue to be faithful. I'm calling you to give. Why? Because you're taking on the characteristics of your God. You are becoming more and more like him, and you are starting a principle in your life that will propel you forward. So giving isn't draining, it's receiving. Sometimes people think, well, if I give, I'll run out. But the truth is, if you hold back, you shut off the flow. As any farmer would tell you, if you eat the entire seed that you gather back, you stopped the flow of harvest in your life. But when you bring in a crop, of course, you eat, you celebrate, you bake, you turn it into corn, you sell it at market, whatever. But any good farmer will say, but I have to keep some seed aside because that seed is a future crop. It's a future harvest. It's a future flow back into my life. When you stop giving, when you stop sowing, when you stop being a generous person, you stop the flow of abundance in your life. But come on, when you're a giver, God opens doors that no man can open. When you're a sower, God turns situations around that nobody else could turn around. Why? Because you partnered with him. Like Tanisha said, God is so good. He doesn't complicate things, but he said, what an honor, she said, too, that God allows us to partner with him. 100%. He said, listen, I am going to help you to bring blessing and abundance into your life. What am I going to do? I'm going to just promise you that anytime you sow, it will always come back to you. It will always come back to you in a greater measure. Now, the scripture says that some was tenfold, some, 50-fold, 70-fold. Either way, whether it's 10 or 100, it's coming back to me better than I left it, right? Better than it was when it left my hand. So God says, all you got to do is just sow it in faith and trust me. Why? Because sowing involves trust. When you put seed into the ground, there's nothing that you can tangibly do to make it happen other than trust that it's going to do what it's supposed to do. Trust the process. And God says, that's why when you sow, it involves, you got to trust me. I'm not going to fail you. I'm not going to let you down. I'm not going to sideline you. That's right. Bottom line, do we trust him? Do we find him faithful to do all he says he will do? That's why God wants to be involved in our finances, to find out, do we trust him in every area of our life? And it's so funny because money is the most insignificant area. We trust him with our salvation. We trust him with our eternal life, that when I trust him, that when I close my eyes to leave this people planet, that he's going to take care of my eternity. But when it comes to my checkbook, well, God, now don't. Come on, if I can trust him with my eternity, I can trust him with everything else. Like, money is the lesser issue here, right? If I can trust him with my health and my healing, then money's the least of these issues. So we trust him and we're obedient. So God blesses us so that we can be a blessing to others. Listen to 2 Corinthians 9:8. And God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that having all sufficiency in all things, at all times, you may abound in every good work. I'm going to read that again. So that having all sufficiency in all things, at all times, that you may abound in every good work. That does not sound like a God of just enough, but that sounds like a God of El Shaddai, the God of more than enough, that we would have all sufficiency in all things at all times. Come on, living in the overflow of God equips you to say yes to every good work. Yes to feeding the hungry. Yes to sowing into missions. Yes to blessing ministries like Pioneer Network. Yes to continuing the gospel around the world. Yes to helping the strangers, the orphans, the widows. Yes to all of it. But it doesn't happen if you just believe God to just get by. It happens when you open up your heart and say, God, I believe from your word that you want to bring blessing into my life so that I can be a blessing to other people, that I can further the kingdom of God, that we can take this glorious gospel around the world. And I can only do that if I don't have enough to just get by, but I have enough beyond what I need. And when you open yourself up to say, God, so I'm going to start sowing and I'm going to start believing that your blessing is going to be on my finances, your blessing is going to be on my money, your blessing is going to be on my giving, and that when it leaves my hand, I'm expecting it to come back. Why? And that's, some people might say, well, that's you know, you should just give it and have no expectations. Well, that's not what he said. He said that what a man sows, he will reap. There's an expectation that what I sow, I'm going to reap back. He says, pressed down, shaken together, running. Again, I didn't write it. He did. Amen. Cheryl says, this is a biblical month of on God's biblical calendar, a month of extravagant giving. I didn't know that, Cheryl. Thanks. That plays. That's a good thing to know. As we behold the extravagant generosity of our Father, we imitate him, and this releases the covenant blessings he has already provided. Yes, 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 yes. Again, this is the economy of God. We've been so busy playing in the world's economy, but God says, this thing is my economy. You want to release the blessings into your life. There's a currency system here. Give and it will be given. Sow and you will reap. That's the economic system of the kingdom. And again, I'm not putting a dollar amount on you. I'm not saying you can start right where you are. You can start with your children. Teach your children. Listen, we're working on that with our kids. Listen, you get an allowance. First of all, there's your tithe. That belongs to God. Tithe means tenth. That belongs to him automatically. But then what are you giving to? What are you sowing to? What are you being generous in? Right? What are you? You know, I'm not saying don't save up for your toy, but I'm saying put it 5 cents aside because we're going to find somebody else to bless and to give it to. And listen, when we start that even process with our kids, man, I'm going to tell you what, it will open to be on the lookout for who they can bless. How incredible to say, I'm watching. Who can I bless? What can I give to? Who can I help today? It'll start a pattern of generosity in their life that they will never ever want to move away from. So you can't overflow out until you pour out, right? A container isn't full. A container that's full can't overflow unless it's poured out. So some people are full of potential. They're full of dreams. They're full of purpose, but they've capped their flow by withholding. They've capped their flow by withholding. Here's the thing, and I told you this before. Only you can stop you from growing. Only you can stop you from learning. Only you can stop and put the cap on the blessing of God in your life. Only you. Only you. Tanisha says right now she's believing God's going to heal her body with such overflow. It unlocks the gift of healing to others. Well, Tanisha, we come into agreement with you in Jesus' name for that. Your body is healed. Even as you've been out here preaching on these lives with me, spreading the gospel, you've been pouring out. And that's what we're saying. When you start to pour out, that's when overflow happens. So we are believing that back to you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. So only you can stop the blessing. Only you can determine how much you receive. Only you. Only you. Bible says he stands at the door and knocks. Waiting. Will we open? Will we respond with a resounding yes? Or will we withhold our seed and say, no, I don't want to give. I don't want to sow. I don't want to be generous. I don't want to move forward. I want to stay right where I am. And that's your call. But today, I believe God's calling us to be generous givers, generous sowers. So figure out in your life how you're going to start being a giver and start being a sower. Again, I'm extending the tent to you today, right? I believe that Pioneer Network, the Pioneer Channel, is good ground to start in. It's not just a media channel. It's not just a streaming platform. It's not just a television network. It is a lifeline of truth. ministering to thousands around the world in our military, in prisons, battling depression, people who are hungry for Jesus. Every message that is preached on our airways, every prayer that is prayed and aired, every testimony that is shared is your seeds at work. Your seeds winning souls, your seeds making a difference. So I submit to you today, if you feel the Spirit leading you and you feel in your heart that this is something you want to sow into, I would encourage you to text the word partner to 717-500-3575. But if you're sitting here and you're saying, well, Pastor, I don't feel led to do that, well, praise the Lord. Pray for us. We're believing God for our 40 people to stand with us so that we can continue to bring this gospel around the world. But your $25 a month can carry this broadcast into a prison cell, can help reach a single mom who is struggling to stay hopeful and believe God's promises for her. It can help us reach and expand into new territories. And when we say new territories, we're talking about new regions and we're talking about new hearts and new homes around the world. So partner with us, pray, ask the Lord. That's all I'm asking you to do. Is in the realm of giving to Pioneer Channel, all I'm asking you to do is ask the Lord. And if he says yes, then be obedient. If he says no, then be released. But it doesn't unqualify you from putting these principles into practice some way in your life. And if it's not through Pioneer Channel, and I don't think that's the end all be all either. I think we, you know, need to be generous in multiple areas. But today, this week in your life, find ways that you can be generous and sow a seed. Czar, thank you this month for sowing your $25 seed. We want to put Rod Parsley's book, brand new book, Pentecost If, into your hand. Life-changing book, Calling the Church Back. It's ancient secrets and timeless truths to release Pentecostal power in your life. Calling the church back and the people of God back to Pentecostal power. I know it'll bless your life and we want to put it into your hands. So thank you so much for partnering with us in helping this ministry move forward. We will be on and off throughout the day today, continuing this charathon together. We're also recording some new episodes for the James Epperly Show that will air on the Pioneer Channel and of course on other networks around the world. And man, it's incredible to see what God is doing. And so prayerfully consider partnering with us and standing with us. I hope to see you tonight, 6:30 p.m. right here at Hope City Church for prayer, and then at service at 7 for a timely word and worship. So, Father, I bless every person who is watching and online with us today. Lord, I pray that the blessing of God is poured back into their life, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. That those who have sown and been faithful givers, Lord, that they would continue to see the increase in their lives, that they could never outgive you, but you're always pouring it back to them. And Father, for those who have been on the fence when it comes to generosity and sowing and giving, Lord, I just ask that you would give them the strength and the courage to step up and to say, you know what, I'm going to do it. I'm going to say yes. I'm going to participate in the economy of the kingdom of God, and that's the laws of sowing and reaping. And that they would see it pressed down, shaken together, running over into their life, whatever it is that they have sown. So thank you for being such a good God. Thank you for being such a generous God to us, for sending your son and sowing the seed into the earth that we would be your harvest of souls back to you. So we thank you for it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Well, thank you so much for being on with me today. Be blessed. I'll see you hopefully later on these live streams going out throughout the day. If not, hopefully I'll see you tonight at Hope City Church. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.